by Gone Wild Audio Backstage. I'm doing a questionnaire. Go figure. This is Ruthie Wren's Halloween Season AMA, and I thought it was really cute. I liked listening to the answers so far, so I thought I might play along. Okay. First question. Would you spend a full night inside of a haunted house if someone paid you? My initial jerk reaction is no, but I suppose it depends. I mean, if it's like a haunted bed and breakfast or something, sure. I don't have a problem with that. If there are other people with me, I'm more likely to be okay with it. If it's just like some super creepy old house in the middle of nowhere with no electricity and all that stuff, and I have to stay there overnight by myself, no thank you. But just like some place that's reported to be haunted, sure, I could do that. Number two, have you ever seen a fresh corpse? Thankfully, no, I have not. Only the embalmed kind. Number three, does the sight of blood make you squeamish? Nope, not really. I've given blood before, and that doesn't bother me, and I've seen my share of medical-related things, and yeah, it's blood. It's in us all the time, and I know, I get why it freaks people out, but it doesn't really bother me, I don't think. I've never had an issue with that. Number four, what is the scariest Halloween costume you have ever worn? I don't usually wear scary Halloween costumes, so I had to think about it. When I borrowed a mask from my dad to wear for Halloween, and it was like one of those rubber full head masks, and it was of an old man. It was kind of, Freddy Krueger-like, although it wasn't supposed to be Freddy Krueger. But it was like this bald, creepy old man, and I wore like a trench coat and a hat, and I got a lot of looks from people who were like, ugh! So that was kind of fun, actually. But normally I go the cute route, I guess. Or goofy. Number five, what are you superstitious about? Not really superstitious. I mean, I think about things like walking under a ladder, and like if a black cat runs out in front of me, I'll think about it, but it's not something where I'm like, oh no, my day is ruined or my life is ruined or something like that. The thing that somebody else brought up, and this probably is something where I actually do change my behavior, is that I don't like to walk in cemeteries. I don't like walking over people's graves. Which is kind of like, you know, they don't know. And I'm not even talking like fresh graves, like grass and, you know, the old graves, they've been there for a while or not. Yeah, it just seems disrespectful or creepy. So that's my thing. Number six, would you rather get bitten by a vampire, a werewolf, or a zombie? I'm gonna go vampire. Werewolf would be interesting, but it sounds pretty painful when you turn into a werewolf. I don't think so. And zombie, who's gonna choose zombie, really? I mean, Yeah, I'm not going to defend that. I don't know. I would say vampire. Because I've always wanted to be sparkly. No, you know, vampires are hot and all that stuff. And as I've said, blood doesn't bother me. So we'll go with that. Number 7. Are you convinced that ghosts exist? I am not convinced that ghosts exist. I don't believe that they do. I think it's interesting and it would be cool, but I'm not convinced of that fact. I'll probably get into that a little bit later. Number 8. Do you look forward to Friday the 13th or dread it? It's just a day. Like I said, I'm not terribly superstitious. Sometimes I don't even notice it until somebody says, oh yeah. I like how people blame everything on, oh, well, it's Friday the 13th, so, you know. I've had a couple of, like, a string of bad luck days recently, and none of them were Friday the 13th, so there you go. There's my proof. All is well, though. It's fine, but just, that's the kind of days where you would think it would be Friday the 13th, but it wasn't. I call bullshit. Number 9. What is your favorite part of Halloween? I think seeing all the little kids dressed up, because they're adorable. Used to be, you know, when I was a kid, I loved trick-or-treating, and we would have a big bonfire afterwards and hang out, and I don't really get to do that much anymore, but when I am home, I do like to hand out candy. So I guess still trick-or-treating is still kind of my thing. Number 10. What house would you like to be in at Hogwarts? So, because of this questionnaire, I went to Pottermore and realized that I had never been sorted into a house. So my answer for this, what house would I like to be in? I was pretty sure I was going to be a Ravenclaw, but I am not. I am a Hufflepuff. No disrespect, but I was a little bit bummed when I found out I was a Hufflepuff. Until I found out that the most awesome character, one of the most awesome characters in the books, Nymphadora Tonks, is a Hufflepuff. So I'm alright with it now. Number 11. Do you like to trick or treat, or do you prefer to pass out the candy? I am too old to trick or treat, given the sort of accepted trick or treat rules around here. We don't really have adults trick or treating unless you're pushing a kid in a stroller, which is somewhat controversial, but I'm not going to go there. So I will say that I prefer to pass out the candy. Also, that way I get to eat the candy that I want and not just random candy that strangers give me. So there you go. Number 12. Do you prefer gore or thrillers? Definitely thrillers. I am not, even though blood doesn't bother me necessarily, I don't want to watch it happen. I don't like those, what do they call them, jump scares, or things where stuff jumps out at you. Nope, not into that. So I'd rather do like a good psychological thriller. That's more my speed. Number 13. Do you get scared easily? Sometimes. This kind of plays into the whole ghost thing a little bit, because I am pretty practical person. I don't believe in any of that stuff. However, I have a fairly active imagination, and I can freak myself out pretty easily. So it depends on the frame of mind I'm in. But I grew up out in the country, and even being outside in the dark, if I'm alone, I can freak myself out and be like, what was that noise? And where is that coming from? And like, what do I think is actually out there? There's no one around for miles, but yet I can scare myself. So, yeah. It's not logical, but there you go. Okay, number 14. If you could only wear one Halloween costume for the rest of your life, what would you be? Ooh. I don't know. Trying to think of things I've been that I really liked. But it's been a while since I've dressed up, to be honest. I was a cat burglar not too long ago. So I had like the cat ears and the tail, but then the striped shirt and like a burglar outfit. And I had a little bag with a dollar sign on it. That was kind of cool because it was comfortable. So none of this like sexy anything outfits where you have to wear heels and all that shit. No. Something comfortable, I guess. Alright. If you could have a... Number 15. If you could have a spooky Halloween pet, black cat, owl, bat, rat, wolf, what would you pick? Initially I'm like, oh, cat, of course. But that's, I mean, I already have cats, even though they're not black. So I'm gonna not choose that one. I think it would be super cool to have a wolf, because they just seem awesome, and then nobody would mess with you because you have a wolf. But ultimately, I think an owl would be pretty amazing, provided it was okay with being a pet. So maybe it was like, you know, if it had wing issues or something where it's not, you know, you're not keeping it caged up forever against its will or something. Yeah, owls are adorable and smart, or they look smart, or they're supposed to be smart. I don't know. I'll say owl. Okay, had a bit of a pause there. Not that you can tell, but I've relocated and I'm ready to go again. That sounded dirtier than I intended. Okay, I think I left off with 16, which is favorite horror or Halloween themed song. I don't really listen to a lot of horror or Halloween themed songs. So I googled a list of Halloween songs. Never would have thought of some of these. But I'm gonna go with Thriller. Because zombies and Michael Jackson, and you can't, well, I guess you can now, but I was going to say you can't really have Halloween without a good Vincent Price laugh at the end. So, Thriller. Okay, number 17, favorite horror monster or villain? This is tricky because I don't really watch that many horror movies. Watch a lot of thrillers. I was thinking maybe something by Stephen King. I haven't seen it. I read it a long time ago and that was good enough. And I tend to prefer my horror with humor. So, like Buffy, somebody already mentioned The Gentleman from the Hush episode. Awesome. Awesome. I want to go back and watch that episode now. It's a great show. if there's anybody in the universe who hasn't seen it yet. I also love Cabin in the Woods, which normally would be way too gory, but at a certain point, then it just becomes funny, I guess. Same with Evil Dead, the original. So I don't really have a favorite villain, I guess. The movie that I can remember scaring me or creeping me out the most was, what was the name of it? Pause. You know what? Scratch that. I do have a favorite, I guess. I'm gonna go with Hannibal Lecter. The movie I was going to mention was actually Manhunter, which didn't do very well. It's based on the book Red Dragon by Thomas Harris, which takes place before Silence of the Lambs, I think. Yeah. And it was remade again, but this one, I remember a specific scene, and it wasn't gory or anything, but and it's not Hannibal Lecter. He's in it, but the killer in this one, I don't know, Francis Dolarhyde, I think that's how you say his name. He's, like, watching this family. He's, like, outside, and it's dark, and he's, like, watching this family in their home, kind of out in the woods, but they're, like, big picture windows, and their lights are on, and so they're just, like, going around, you know, setting the table for dinner and stuff like that, and he's just, like, out there in the shadows, and that totally creeped me out, because my parents have a house like that that's kind of out in the country, and they're big windows, and yeah. Come to think of it, maybe that's what I'm scaring myself with, being out there in the dark. It's that guy. But when I looked that up, then I'm reading, you know, about the whole Hannibal Lecter series, and which reminded me of the TV series Hannibal, which is awesome. Again, I'm much more into the psychological than the gory, but that show has plenty of both. I can't believe it was shown on network television sometimes, but that's America. You know, you can't show boobs, but you can have someone flayed. you can have, I don't even want to go there. Yeah, you can have some pretty creepy shit, as long as there's no nudity. Although they had nudity also, but it was tasteful. But anyway, yeah, that's a great show, and so I'm going to go with Lecter. I never thought that I would accept someone besides Anthony Hopkins as Lecter, but Mads Mikkelsen is pretty damn awesome. So, yeah, it's a good show. Anyway, 18, which urban legend scares you the most? Urban legend scares me the most. I don't know that any of them particularly scare me. I think the whole chupacabra thing is pretty damn creepy. It's not super common around where I live, but I've read about it, and yeah, that's creepy. And 19, autumn bonfire, classy mystery dinner, or fun costume dance party. me dancing is scary, so I will say autumn bonfire, definitely. I love a good bonfire. I'm not a pyromaniac or anything, but yeah, I love
the sound of a campfire. It's very soothing. And then just sitting around with friends, enjoying an adult beverage, or even just hot chocolate is quite lovely. And number 20, what scares you the most? Yikes. Deep. I don't think I'm going to get into that, but as a true but less serious answer, I'm going to go with spiders. Not a fan. I know they kill bugs, and they're good for that. And I have a, you know, you don't invade my space, and I won't invade your space rule. But sometimes, they just creep me out. I should say giant spiders. Because if I have a nightmare, 9 times out of 10, it's related. There's a giant spider or 10 in it. I don't have those much, but yeah. So I'll say spiders. They're just creepy. Come on. Thank you, Ruthie. This was really fun, and I hope to hear more of your answers, everybody. Bye.